March 19th, 2005. Dear Grandpa, yesterday was my last day of BCC for this year. Now that my workload will be really light, I'm going to dedicate a lot more time to Amnesty International. I'm currently in charge of designing posters and flyers to promote the club. Next month, we're planning on hosting a movie showing in my school theater for the Lost Boys of Sudan. Getting back to my final quarter of college, it was good. I'm satisfied with the basics of Japanese, which I now understand. Next year, along with anthropology, astronomy, and archery, I plan to take second year Japanese. Until then, I'll probably practice reading, writing, and speech from time to time, as not to forget it all. So, I finished A Short History of Progress about a week and a half ago. Excellent book. I agree wholeheartedly with many of that author's views. The shift from short-term to long-term thinking is definitely something I advocate strongly. I would enjoy discussing it all with you the next time I come to visit. Over the past 2 weeks, aside from A Short History of Progress, I have been reading through 4 different books. At my high school, we recently began our junior project. Basically, we got a list of 80 famous Americans and got to choose one who we would like to write about. The goal is to prove their impact on America. There were many interesting individuals to choose from. Presidents, cult leaders, militant revolutionaries, etc. But the one who struck me as the most interesting was Orson Welles. I hadn't known much about Welles until I began research, but the more I read of / from him, the more intrigued I become. Among these revelations is an article I read which reveals that the FBI kept a 13-year-long file on him because they felt his ideals made him a threat to national security. He was strongly outspoken about civil rights, red baiting, and his opposition to fascism. Anyway, I plan to watch Citizen Kane at some point. I am currently reading the most authoritative book on Welles called This is Orson Welles, which is made up of a series of in-depth interviews with him about a vast spectrum of subjects. For school, I have also been reading The Grapes of Wrath and A Lesson Before Dying. In class, we are currently discussing capital punishment. I was rather surprised to find that 18 of my classmates support the death penalty. We've not yet had a debate over it, but once we do, I'll be ready to disprove every misinformed assertion on the pro side. I think that if you believe in an afterlife or, quote, everything happens for a reason, it's harder for you to see the horrible immorality of capital punishment. Have you ever read John Milton's Paradise Lost? I'm currently reading that on my own time. Anyway, before I end this letter, I have some questions for you. Do you think it is more important to spread information or use it? Do you think it's possible for anyone to determine the truth? If so, what do you think is the best way to communicate that truth with others? At this point in time, what do you feel is the best way to go about living life? Very general questions, but I'm curious as to how your answers would compare to my own. I think I'll end this letter with 2 quotes from Orson Welles. Quote, "In Italy, for 30 years, under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, bloodshed. They produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love, 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock." Another quote. "We're born alone, we live alone, we die alone. Only through our love and friendship can we create the illusion for the moment that we're not alone." Love, Sean.